Robin Derryberry is a native Chattanoogan, a seventh-generation Tennessean, and a proud alumna of this campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. She and her husband Andy are principals at Derryberry Public Relations. 4 years ago, Robin was appointed to serve on the Tennessee Human Rights Commission, and recently, her fellow commissioners elected her to serve as chairwoman. Robin, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
So for folks who are not as aware as they should be about the Tennessee Human Rights Commission, tell us more about its mission.
We are a nine-person commission, and very simply, what we do is safeguard individuals from discrimination through education and enforcement, which simply means you can go online to file a complaint if you think you've been discriminated against, and the commission staff will take a look, they'll investigate it, and in some instances, when mediation may not work, then the Tennessee Human Rights Commission as a whole takes up these cases to determine what needs to happen with them for adjudication. We'll either uphold what an administrative law judge has done, in some cases we'll reverse it so that the case will then move on to chancery court. We do a lot of different things, including try to create some policy that will improve the efficiencies of how we deliver services across the state for individuals.
And this touches housing, employment, and public accommodations, correct?
That's correct.
And the mission has evolved over time.
That's
correct. Over the past few decades. I recall seeing a fairly recent interview with your executive director about how this started more than 50 years ago. It was advisory, and then it became enforcement.
Enforcement.
Yes.
And since I've been with the commission, I was appointed by former Speaker Harwell. And before she left office, she reappointed me, and I became the vice chair for the past couple of years. And one of the things that we wanted to take a look at was, instead of putting an emphasis on enforcement and education, we needed to flip the two and make it education over enforcement. So now you'll see the Tennessee Human Rights Commission across the state doing things like International Human Rights Day. We support various efforts across the state that talk about women's issues, that talk about minority issues, that talk about housing issues. And our goal is to try to educate people so that we don't have to enforce as much and take as much time going through a process. If folks are more educated, then they know the appropriate steps to take if they face an issue.
Is that an approach unique to the commission here in Tennessee, or is that what similar commissions in other states are also doing?
This is unique to what we're doing in Tennessee. One of the things that we've wanted to do with the Human Rights Commission is to make it one of the most efficient agencies in state government. That's a goal of ours. And it hasn't always been that way. But what we've done over the past couple of years is to streamline the way that programs are developed, the way that we implement our daily work, so that our investigators and our staff that are working with individuals, it's a much shorter, more condensed period of time. We like to move people through as quickly as possible. These are very sensitive issues, and to know that you may have a case that takes months or a year or whatever, that's just not a goal for us. What we want to do is be as effective. We want to be as sensitive as possible to the needs of people who are coming before the agency and asking for help.
And when you say focusing on education first and then enforcement, how does that education play out when we're talking about individuals, when we're talking about companies, when we're talking about communities?
The Human Rights Commission, and we've got a wonderful executive director in Beverly Watts, that team will go out and they will do educational efforts for companies. They will also do audits of other state agencies to make sure that all of our state agencies are in compliance with the federal laws that govern us. And they also do some educational efforts. It's little things like making sure that if someone goes to get a Tennessee state driver's license and they don't speak the same language, that there's someone there who can help them through that process, that it's understood, and that it's not necessarily a person who comes in with them. We want to have a professional there who is able to represent that particular agency to talk them through and provide that interpretation.
How does the commission handle cases that may come across its radar where the commission has its mission within Tennessee, but it's dealing with something that may have come from another state, which might have a less robust presence for education and enforcement, or a more robust presence for education and enforcement than Tennessee does? How does the commission grapple with those kinds of cases that may come from other states that land on its radar?
Yeah, it's very easy. We follow the laws of the state of Tennessee and federal guidelines. So, I mean, you can't rewrite those things. You have to stay within those guidelines that are provided. So that's pretty easy to do.
And then as far as you mentioned immigration earlier, what sorts of cases fall under the commission's mission? Because just mentioning the word immigration, there might be a lot of assumptions out there. Somebody listening, oh, they handle this and they may not handle that.
Most of what we see for immigrants are some housing issues and fair housing. We see a lot of those coming through.
All of this is happening at a time where more people are moving to Tennessee, not just myself. All of this is happening at a time where Nashville is growing, Chattanooga, elsewhere. All of this is happening at a time of greater diversity for the state of Tennessee. How are those trends on the minds of you and the other commissioners in terms of anticipating the kind of education and enforcement you're going to need to do in the next year, in the next couple of years?
We are constantly working at communication. We are constantly out in communities that we represent, so that whether you're in Memphis or Jackson, Tennessee, or you're in Kingsport and Knoxville, we have people that are available as resources. We have individuals here in Chattanooga who can help you. And it's really easy to, you can file a complaint online if you need to do so. That's very easy to do. We also have a toll-free number that you can reach out and talk to one of our great staff that are available. So accessibility is extremely easy as far as communicating with Human Rights Commission. If you want to go online, it's just tn.gov/human rights. We are also on Facebook, of course, at TN Human Rights. And you can also reach us at 1-800-251-3589.
Robin Derryberry, thank you so much.
Thank you. Go Mox.
Ha ha.